Prologue. Army Criminal Investigation Division, CID. My finger pressed against the trigger, taking aim at a convicted rapist and murderer. Give it up.
No way! I ain't going to prison. If you don't back off, this lady's gonna die.
The man, Ernie Vader, held a woman hostage at gunpoint. He escaped while being transported from the court building to the brig. A traffic accident struck the vehicle he rode in, giving him the opportunity to overpower the guards. My name is Lieutenant Dave Hollister, U.S. Army Military Police Special Agent. My assignment was to track Vader down and bring him in. He had been on the run for a week, leaving a string of carjacking victims in his wake. A tip placed him at the convenience store. Vader hid behind the counter and used a woman as a shield. I recognized her, a beautiful young woman whom I'd asked to marry me only a few days earlier. Her name was Karen Carpenter. My thoughts raced. How was it possible for her to be here? What were the odds she would be taken hostage? My partner, Staff Sergeant Victoria Burleski, covered the rear of the store. Come on, Vader. Let the woman go. She doesn't have anything to do with this. A balding head rose and a shot rang out, hitting the door jamb where I stood.
I got nothing to lose. No one's taking me to Leavenworth. If you want me, this dame goes first.
I glanced in again to survey the situation. A body lay on the floor, perhaps the store clerk. My army-issued 9mm Beretta continued to point in Vader's direction. I couldn't risk shooting for fear of hitting Karen. I had to talk him out of it. It doesn't have to be like this. Don't you have a sister? Think of her. Are you going to back off, or do I need to shoot the bitch? I can't let you go. You know that. Come out. We can talk about it. There was a pause before his head popped up.
Okay, we can talk. Don't shoot.
He rose with his pistol pointed at Karen's head, his slim body crouched behind her as he began backing towards the rear of the store, dragging his hostage with him.
Let her go.
No way! You'd shoot me in a moment!
He was right. If I had a clear shot, I would take it. But I didn't want him to know that.
Hey, I'll stand right here while we talk.
Vader inched closer to the doorway leading to the back room.
You stay there or I'll kill her.
The two disappeared behind a curtain separating the rooms. I debated moving in, knowing my partner covered the rear exit. Multiple shots rang out, and I rushed in, weapon raised. I pushed the drapery back enough to peer inside. The rear door stood open, and a body lay on the ground.
Burleski, what's your status?
I didn't hear a response and stepped into the room. Storage shelves ringed to the walls, filled with boxed goods. I moved to the rear door, my weapon in the firing position. Burleski lay on the ground, blood oozing from a leg wound, chest heaving.
Sorry, Hollister. He took me by surprise. When the woman squirmed trying to get away, he shot her.
A few feet away, my fiancé leaned against a dumpster, face pale in the setting sun. I bent down and wrapped my arms around her, and I heard a faint whisper.
I love you.
And she was gone. I searched for a pulse without success. Tears fell like rain. Burleski recovered from her wounds, but mine couldn't be treated by a surgeon. The army training never prepared me for the loss of a loved one, and my heart died that day. I will forever carry the heartbreak of her warm and loving arms and her glowing smile. Never would I want anyone else to suffer the way I did. I vowed to find Vader and bring him to justice. 3 weeks passed without any new leads on finding Vader. He had dropped from sight. While I wanted to continue the search, my military duties forced me to take on other assignments. My heart wasn't in it. And after 8 years as an MP, I resigned my commission to pursue the villain on my own. I vowed to find him and, if possible, help others in their grief to find justice.